Good morning and welcome to the now third season of All About Thailand. So I'd like to welcome everybody from Thailand,
Sawadee krap,
and of course the rest of the world. Well, I hope everybody is fine, and today I want to talk just a little bit and give a little bit of advice on speaking Thai. I myself, I'm not a fluent speaker. Having lived in Bangkok for a while, and obviously up in the northeast, yet the northeast again is a different dialect. Which, you know, there's a couple of funny stories which I will include in the podcast. But yeah, so let's actually look into learning to speak the language and how you would go about it. And basically, what I speak is more to say sort of polite Thai. And it's, to be honest, I've been told it has got a bit of a Bangkok sort of twang to it. So, which is quite amazing. So, that will be included in a couple of the stories, I should think. So, anyway, let's talk about speaking Thai. Phut Thai. Well, I must say, sort of firstly, I've never really been a one for speaking or learning languages. But when you're actually living in amongst the people, as I was in Bangkok to start with, is that you felt that, you know, that you really did need to basically learn the basics of the language and sort of take it from there. So in a way, you end up being able to speak food talk. You end up being able to speak taxi talk, genuinely people talk, you know, and things like that, you know, along with the accents, you know. Obviously, I've done a bit of acting in the past, and I've learned how to mimic voices. So this is sometimes a bit of my downfall in a way, because I get the accent so right that people think that I'm a fluent speaker, and then start getting into you know, other bits of the Thai language, and it just literally sort of goes over my head, you know. And this had also been certain sayings, because I think sometimes Thai people do, obviously you guys, you do speak a little bit fast sometimes, and you know, say poor cha sa ti dai mai khap, you know, those please can you slow down, you know. But once you've just got the basics, you know, people love the fact that you're integrating with them. And, you know, they just love that idea, and it brings out more of the person. And obviously people in Thailand are very friendly, and it's a good help to get around. Say like if you're in a taxi and the taxi driver can't speak English that much, and you want to go ahead or you want to go to the left or to the right. Say the left is Leo Kwa. The right is near Sai, and if you want to go straight on, Dorong Bai. Bai is to go. So, you know, it's not all that bad, is it really? Well, I hear you say, how do I get to speak Thai? Where do I go? Well, you go straight to the internet, and let me tell you a couple of sites that have really sort of advanced my Thai, my speaking Thai. One is obviously ThaiPod 101, that is one, And one which I tended to go for more because I liked the sort of integration was Speak Thai Easy. And Speak Thai Easy offices are actually in Bangkok. And just as a point of interest. But those two sites are well worth a look in. And it's like most things as well, you know, if you want to get in advance of any language, you listen to the radio, you watch films, and that helps, you know, and you listen to people. And this is the thing I found the most, you know. It's comical element, obviously, when I first went there and first living in Bangkok, or the majority of the people that were speaking to me and using the, let's say, the polite particle were women. So they'd be going, hello, so adi ka. So what do you do? I was going around saying, so adi ka. And they'd say, no, so adi krab. So it's so adi krab. So just learning the basics is fun. It really is fun. But I would, if I were you, have a look at those two sort of sites first, and then obviously look outside of that as well. Look in the whole of the domain and see what and see how everybody learns differently. Everybody learns at a different pace. I find that, you know, most people think that I can speak quite good Thai and have quite a large vocabulary, but in general I think it's sort of small, really, and things are sort of like pitched within the language. But take a look at it and see how you do. Well, we've now reached that part in the show where obviously I'd like to thank the new listeners for listening to the podcast and our existing listeners as well. It's so nice to have you with us. We are on the third season, as I said, and everything is going really, really well. Now, we are still involved in quite a bit of charity work since connection with the Bangkok Community Help Program, which as this goes out, it will be on various sort of platforms, and there will be links on those platforms as well. So if you can please take time to have a look at the website. And also, we are getting involved in getting some help out, or helping the people that are getting the help out in Pattaya. So anyway, let's move along and see a bit more about the Thai language. Oh, and I nearly forgot as well, our shop on Spring or Teespring, All About Thailand, is doing quite well as well. And obviously, the profits that come from that are being moved on to the charitable organisations in Thailand. Well, I know at the beginning of the podcast, I did promise a few sort of funny stories with regards to the language. Now, when I was first living in Bangkok, got to speaking to this guy who was an Australian contractor, and he was doing building, and he was going right up, I suppose, in the middle part of Thailand, and wherever he was, actually, he might have even been outside of Bangkok, possibly, but maybe in the suburbs, possibly. I never really asked, but he told me this story about where, you know, he was really sort of struggling with language and not being able to understand, and also he'd been all right before because they'd had pictures and he was able to point at the pictures, you know, to see what it was that he wanted. But this time round, you know, he didn't have that opportunity, and you know, obviously he's working. I don't know how he managed to communicate at work with people, to be honest with you, but you know, when it came to eating, he was telling me that the only thing he knew was the word gai diao, and that's an omelette, right? Gai diao. That's all he actually managed to eat. I'm sure he would have possibly have pointed for rice as well, but you know, this was the part of this chap's story. This is what he told me, and I thought, well, that is a bit comical because you can get sort of stuck, you know, you can. You know, I love speaking the language, as I've said, and I will include like another little story. It has been included in previous podcasts as well, actually, this one. And basically, I'd Kung had either gone off shopping or something. I was waiting for there was some element where we were apart from each other, and I decided to go into Hooters and get a burger and you know, a nice something to eat. And that would have been in the just on in Soi Nana, Soi 3, I think it's Soi 3, isn't it? Soi Tan. So there I was, you know, finished my burger. I was just having another couple of beers, just sort of chilling out. And this woman came over to me and she started to talk, you know, and I thought, well, you know, I've got my wife and, you know, I don't really want it. I said, look, you know, very nice talking to you, I said to her in Thai. But, you know, I need to, you know, I just want to sort of be on my own sort of thing. And I said that to her in Thai. But anyway, she must have been intrigued. She came back and she said, oh, can I sit here? And I said, yeah, okay. And then started to, well, basically we carried the conversation on in Thai. And then this English chap got up, I think he's from Birmingham. He got up, went to get on the seat. Now these seats sort of swivel a little bit and they then centralise, but he didn't realise it. As he pulled himself up and swung himself over, but they're quite high, these seats, his legs swung round and they hit mine, and he then turned round and said sort of sorry. And I said, oh, all right, mate, there's no problem. Sorry, back again. And then she spoke in English. She said, you can speak English. Oh, you speak it very well. And I'm like, this conversation now is carrying on in English. And I'm saying, look, you know, I was born in England. And she goes, you were not born in Bangkok. You were not born in Thailand. And she was genuine. She wasn't joking. So this gets back out of the few words, and I emphasize few words, I spoke to her. She is from Bangkok and associated me with being in Bangkok. So I was quite happy with that. Yeah, that was quite sort of like quite a sort of proud sort of moment for me. Well, I'm sad to say we've actually reached the end of the podcast now, but we have a great deal of stuff going on, which is going to be really exciting. If you want to integrate with us, you can message us. You can just look up Lonely Traveller Productions or All About Thailand. You can get on the Facebook page and as well on the as a part of the sort of community, as a part of our Facebook group. So there's lots of ways that you can actually integrate, and many of you over the last few months have gone on, and like I said before, we do thank you for that. So anyway, please take care, observe the rules in your countries, whatever they may be, and stay safe. We love you all.